Chapter 74. Angela Shinigami, one of the last of the Plutonian Council, was on the run. It had been weeks since she'd joined an official council meeting, and the last few had been horrifying updates about people she actually felt some love and respect for. Sat Ryfield had been a frequent client with her various sex rings, and she'd even had the pleasure of joining a few orgies with him, although, annoyingly, he'd insisted on making crude jokes about plunging into her depths. At the same time Sat was murdered, the news had broken that her various charities and liberation campaigns were nothing more than human trafficking rings that used thousands of people as victims for the highest level of perverts and reprobates, from royalty to business leaders to government officials. Stella Green had helped her lobby for government support for a stunning array of pandemic budgets, subsidies, and handouts. But now that she was gone, the between-the-lines slippage that she and Green had often joked about while lying in bed was now under full investigation by various authorities around the world. The council had bilked tens of billions of dollars from organizations that needed these funds to keep people from starving. Like her peers, Shinigami had come to feel that she was untouchable, and so her list of crimes against humanity had grown as big as her ego. She didn't know how the information about her affairs and dealings had been made public, or by whom, but she suspected that it must have been either Holdfast or that new pup that he'd brought in, Sylvie Hunter. Either way, they were destroying all the members and collecting all the winnings. When she heard about Kapiri's death, she knew that she would be next. The walls were closing in, as was her sense of panic. All her plans that she'd built up in the decades prior to the pandemic were now public domain, and she knew that if she appeared in public, she wouldn't last long. Her lust for life fed on secrecy, but was now starving in transparency. Today, she was driving as quickly as she could to the only place that she knew might be safe, her fortress of solitude. Each of the council members had found or built a hideaway in anticipation of some kind of disaster. The pandemic had been proof that they needed to protect themselves first and foremost, just in case things really became unhinged. Shinigami arrived at her safe house in Tottori, Japan, and prepared to enter the depths of the bunker that had been built according to her specifications. Even though she would be alone, there would be ample entertainment, food, physical activities, and communication to ensure that she would survive at least 5 years in her underground oasis. However, her long history of dehumanizing others and placing herself above everyone else's came to an abrupt conclusion that evening. As she walked into the main greeting area of the bunker, she was stopped in her tracks by a horrific scene. Thousands of images from her past were plastered on the walls, all showing her in the heights of ecstasy and in the lows of drug-induced molestation of all kinds of creatures. There were images of bodies wrapped in cheap Shinigami brand bed linens produced during the pandemic. Screens played videos on endless loops, showing her presiding over human auctions, slapping and tickling her next potential victims. The foyer was unusually humid and damp. Some of the images showed streaks of moisture, making them all appear a little more sad and mournful. As she stood and stared at the legacy that she had created, and that would follow her forever, she heard the door to the bunker slam shut. She was rooted to the spot with terror, as slowly a low, persistent drone grew in the distance. There's a saying that if you're feeling small and don't think you can make an impact on anything, try going to bed with a mosquito. Angela Shinigami watched in horror as the long column of the mosquito swarm approached her, taking shape in wild and intentional ways. It was like watching a slow-motion version of a giant, dark nimbus cloud threaten all the lands of the southwest U.S. She knew that doom was imminent. As the storm came closer, she couldn't believe what she was seeing. The strange choreography of creatures drifted into different patterns, temporarily materializing into the images that were posted in her foyer. Faces, bodies, and even word clouds were on full display to Shinigami, reminding her of the evil deeds that she had spent a lifetime committing. Children, the elderly, cancer patients, and disabled people that had been forced to consume pharmaceuticals that were just placebos. Entire lives flashed before her, like ghosts of her past returning to stay with her until she joined them. Her long night of a very slow and painful death began with an almost immediate burning sensation from the inside as she was pricked by thousands of bloodsuckers, hungry for a taste of her blood. The mosquitoes were relentless, like the endless gossip and rumors that would always surround the fate of Shinigami. The mosquitoes were nameless to her, like the victims that she stole from so many families around the globe. They were buzzing everywhere, like the reminders of the harmful words and deeds that she committed. The assault continued for hours. These were no ordinary mosquito bites. This particular cloud of creatures was armed with a unique parasite that would insert itself into the host and slowly devour her insides while she was still living. A single roundworm would live in the host for weeks, and Angela Shinigami was injected with thousands of these vile creatures. She writhed in agony on the floor of her sad and lonely place of solitude, while the larvae munched away at her insides.